given me the opportunity to present some aspects of research that's been going on for some time. But first of all, I want to make clear some facts that are leading my research. That's to say that I'm confronting the issue of the Giddens paradox, and I'm wondering, why do we act so slow and so ineffectively about an issue that's becoming terribly evident and terribly self-evident and dangerous? And my idea that comes from reading a few scientists as well as sociologists and others is that we need a different kind of approach to the whole question. That's to say that we need to reframe our way of thinking about the world and understanding environments and our place in environments. So this is a great biologist who's been working in the Santa Fe Institute for Complexity. And it's a late work. It's an early work. There are a few things more. But what he says is that we need some way to put together what we thought as now the main aspect of prevision and other things. That's to say, we need to think about self-organization in matter and biomatters. We need to think of accident and chance and something else more than what we've been thinking up to today. That's to say, you know, data and mechanical, almost mechanical consequences and all that stuff. And this has much to do with what Beck says, at least in my opinion. Beck says you have to pass from change to metamorphosis. Metamorphosis means that we should try and think in a rather different way from the one we've been thinking up to today. Because change is something that happens within a wider framework that remains the same. Metamorphosis is the change of that wider frame. So we are a bit, you know, unbalanced, we are destabilized, we need to think in another way. What is the way we need to change for what environment is concerned? I think that it has much to do with our ways of understanding the world, which are influenced from a number of things that we don't reckon usually. One of these are the aspects that Morin evidences in his idea of paradigm. What is a paradigm according to Morin? It's the promotion of master concepts of intelligibility. That's to say that you normally choose one main thing, one main issue, one main object around which to build your world, and it has to do with the definition of master logical operations. In this case, we chose the idea of disjunction. We work on a paradigm that's called simple paradigm by Morin of out, either or. It's matter or spirit. It's reason or emotions. Whereas we could try and work toward another kind of perspective, that's to say the idea of conjunction. You have to work on a et. You'll have reason and emotion, you'll have body and spirit, you'll have culture and nature, instead of nature or culture, which is rather our idea. But this kind of thing has been built, at least in my opinion, of course, into a wide Weltanschauung, which I call the Western Weltanschauung, where one of the main passages has been the idea, the dichotomy established by Descartes between res extensa and res cogitans. What does this mean? That there are two main things in the world, our rational capacity and everything else. Everything else is under the idea of being measurable. Res extensa means something that can be measured, and nothing more. That's to say that from Descartes on, and here I put the beginning of the environmental problem, we treated the world as matter, without quality, without any kind of responsibility. It's only simply a fact of having something to work with. And we established the values of this along the ideas of our capacity of making use of it. We established a parallel between value and usability, if you want to call it like that. So we are in a framework, in a mental framework, in which we don't care about the world, about nature, about environment. We just make use of it. And so it's hard to change perspectives and work in another way. Another way which has been possible for centuries now, because it was at the root of the initial idea of ecology. Ecology is something that's in a et perspective, not an out. That's to say, you know, it's the totality of the science of the relations of the organism with its environment. And it goes against the grain of our way of building our knowledge process. Our knowledge process is a process of hyper-specialization. We are getting closer and closer about our objects of research, which makes it difficult to put them back together and have a wider understanding of the whole thing. And the whole thing is about global risk, if we want to go back to Beck. So it's hard to think on a global scale when you're getting used to being narrow and narrow and narrow on your reasonments and research. Why this? To show that this is a way of understanding things, we come to Terni. Terni is in the exact middle of Italy, as you can see, and it's for non-Italians is not so so well known, but in Italy it was and it has been for long one of the main industrial sites for the production of steel. So it was, you know, a strategic place. It has known a long season of well-being and richness and availability of work and whatever. But now it is in crisis. There is a great crisis going on because you know that steel is harder to do with, and it has great environmental costs, and is being produced everywhere elsewhere and not in in old countries like Italy. And so they are not going anywhere in changing our perspective on what they should do. There is a great crisis in provision, in adaptation, and they can't seem to manage a good enough perspective to understand what has been going on their territory up to now. Because there were you know, pros and cons in this. Because Terni was an agripastoral place up until the half of the 19th century, and then it suddenly became one of the main industrial sites in Italy. So it must be thought that the transition from agriculture to industry has been rushed, has been sudden, and there were no building of competences or awareness, which is my main point. So they became all of a sudden important on a national plane. They had lots of richness, lots of affluence, lots of implants. And why they were so blessed by this sudden stroke of luck? Because of their geographical and environmental characteristics. Because it was a secluded place with no easy to defend in an optic of strategy. And there were lots of natural resources available. You know, the Cascata of the Marmore, one of the greatest waterfalls in Italy, which is one of the first hydroelectricity plants. There were lots of coal in the place, and so those who decided that Terni was to become one of the main industrial sites in Italy chose it and decided that there will be industry. You know. But this had, things. Because the first fact was that they chose it because it was far from every other place around, and so it could easily become a place where to drop, venoms and pollutants and whatever comes from great industrial processes such as steel and chemical industry, which is strongly connected. So perhaps we could say, and we're trying to explain this to the mayor and the administration attorney, that the hard fact is that they were chosen because they were the perfect dropping place for residues and pollutants and whatever, not for other connection and other ideas. So you see that the great part of the destiny, the social destiny, the economic destiny of this region has to do with its environment. But they don't understand this. They still see the environment just as a source of resources. And the worst thing, I must say, is that it is so linked with the industrial idea and perspective that those resources now seem of no use. And it doesn't matter that the environment is one of the most beautiful places in Italy, because the region is in Umbria, and it's the green heart of Italy, the idea is that. But they can't seem to figure it out that they can do something more or something different with those same resources that made them rich before. So it is something that I think it has to be worked in a way close to what our colleague was saying, that we have to build a different awareness of our relationship with the environment. Because we can change, we can manage, we can modulate whatever you want, but if we don't change the overall perspective, if we don't get beyond the idea of having an environment that is only there for our things to do, for our necessities to satisfy, we'll go nowhere. Because the great problem with our environmental crisis is a problem of awareness. It's the problem that we lost our place in the world in a perspective that has been going on for ages now. And it's time to change that perspective, because if we don't change that, we're going nowhere. So the idea of Terni is a rather good place where to start, because as I told you, there was no work on formation and modification of awareness and understanding of the whole thing. They found this new richness among them. They enjoyed it, but they never were critic about it. They never understood it in a critical and perspective way. So now that that has been taken away from them, they can't seem to find any other thing to do, because they never got to the level where they understood why they were chosen, what the consequences of this choice will be, and whatever. So you have to approach the whole thing on different stages of formation and critical intervention and the building of community relationships and understanding, because the community is strongly linked to its environment, even if it is not aware of it. And you have to build this kind of awareness so that new ways of behaving, new ways of consuming, new ways of energy saving and making use of can be efficiently worked up. But, and then I'm closing, the great problem is, as our chair was saying before, time. That's to say, these are processes that require a long time to come to fruition. You have to change deep things, and you can't change deep things, just by saying it. But the serious issue is that we have little time left. Because we are perfectly aware that we've been saying that there are 30 more years before the catastrophe, but we've been saying this for 60 years now, so it's a bit awkward to reason in. We need to find some way to be more effective, even if this kind of efficacy is difficult to come by. Thank you very much.